Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know the power of the positive, and I understand the comfort of a smile. See, life is not a sprint, and I need the extra smile and the infusion of positive just to keep me going some days. I need that extra energy to be able to get there, wherever my there is. I often find that halfway through my day, I'm distracted by shiny objects, or that amazing picture box in the other room, or just my desire to play with the family instead of plodding ahead into my purpose. There have been so many distractions knocking me off my game as of late that I'm not even sure what game I was playing in the first place. I've just gotten so off balance. This does not bode well for my reaching my impossible dreams. I can't be off balance and do that. There was a time when I would have beaten myself up over what I did not do yesterday or last week or last year. Or maybe I would have just chided myself for what I did do that maybe I knew I shouldn't have done, or that I know now that I shouldn't have done. Either way, I'm harping on something that will gain me nothing, because try as I might, I will never change what happened. All I can do is find a way to grow for change and in change for now. Several years ago, my son reported on himself about something he had done months before. "I thought you should know," he explained. And I explained to him that it was good that he had been honest with me, but that he knew he had learned from it and he had made better choices since then, so he needed to let it go. And he said the weight of what I did was hurting me. That was the reason he gave me for coming to me and telling me about what he had done. And y'all, it made me mad. I got angry, not at him, but at the enemy having the audacity to weigh down my son for so long with something that was not only past, but that had been washed clean. "Have you talked to God about it?" I asked him, and he nodded yes in response. "Then you need to let it go," I told him. "You're in a different place, and that place of then is gone." I straightened up in my seat and I got indignant. "The enemy is reminding you of something that God has freed you from. Keep making the better choices and know that you are free, because when we ask for forgiveness from God, then we are clean. And when we make the better choices and walk out those choices with consistency, then we are free." My son was free, and I wanted him to know it and to understand it and to walk boldly in it. But you know what? I am free. Although I haven't been acting like it as much as I know I should. See, sharing with you about that encounter with my son so long ago reminded me of how I felt at the attacks that were coming against him. I need to address my own past, and my own situations with the same determination that I showed my son, so that I can choose to walk out my freedom. I can roll around in the despair of the past, or I can pull back my shoulders and walk boldly into my future. Where I face will determine what I do. As long as I stay turned to the past, I will walk crooked. As long as I keep my focus on what has already gone, I will walk into walls and obstacles. As long as I keep my eyes looking on what has been, I will not be in a position to imagine what could be. If I want to grow change for my life, then I have to stop looking back, because looking back only leaves me caught in a past that I have no business toting around. When I look ahead, then I change everything. Looking ahead creates a straight line. Looking behind will leave a crooked mess. Looking ahead reduces the stumbles. When I'm looking behind, I can't see the things that are going to trip me up when I step forward. Looking ahead prepares me for the incoming hindrances or storms, but looking behind keeps me blind to what I might walk into. Looking ahead keeps me focused on the possibility. Looking behind will keep me mired down in the what-ifs and should-haves. Looking ahead releases me from the past. Looking behind keeps me in bondage to that past. I am called to live free and live bold, and I cannot do that if I tie myself up into a past that is long gone. I cannot be all that I'm called to be if I'm so invested in what I was. The change that I need for my life, the change that's going to allow me to break through into the impossible dreams that are burning so strong in my heart right now, those kind of things can only come when I let go of who was and become what I'm designed to be. It will require change. It will require that I invest in growing change purposefully. And that only happens if I quit looking behind me. I can't see the future if I'm focused on the past. I have to continue to invest in turning back from the past and going to the future. I guess you could say that I need to be actively invested in going back to the future. Because that is where my possibility lives. I did not walk out a perfect past. And I know that is a shock to you, right? I know you were just sitting there thinking that I have always made all the right decisions for everything in every aspect of my life. But nope, not so much. My husband also didn't walk out a perfect past, and after we got together, we still didn't walk out a perfect past. My husband often gets mired down in the not-so-perfect past. He will get caught up in a loop of what if we hadn't done this, or what if we had only done that, and oftentimes he will try to bring me into the loop with him. I may have mentioned that I'm not much for running. And I'm definitely not for running on a wheel that gets me nowhere. I know that I made mistakes. I know why I made my mistakes. I am taking steps to try and make better choices. Why do I need to jump on that wheel and run back through it all again? I want change, and growing change in my life requires that I stop looking back and I turn my focus instead to the possibilities of what lies ahead. Looking ahead creates a straight line. I've done a bit of tilling since we moved out to the farm, and I learned early on that if I looked behind or if I looked away while I was tilling, that it would not look pretty when I got to the end of the row. If I got to the end of the row. The only way to keep things straight and to get the job done right was to keep my focus on what was right in front of me. My father-in-law does not drive very much anymore, but when he did drive, I tried desperately to avoid riding with him. I always volunteered to drive because he followed where he was looking, which means that on more than one occasion, he would look over to the side of the road and his hands would turn the wheel to where he was looking, and that would turn the car into oncoming traffic. Not good for forward moving possibilities. I need to look ahead if I want to move ahead. Looking ahead reduces stumbles. Every horror movie I have ever watched growing up involved that one person that was running from the bad guy and then would turn to see how close the bad guy was and then would stumble over something and end up getting caught by the bad guy. I always yelled for them to quit looking behind them, but they always looked behind them anyway, and they always stumbled. Despite being able to see it in the movies, I have been known to fall for it in my own life. I'm running along, moving away from the bad guy or the bad moments or the whatever was in my past, and I'm almost to my safety when I turn to see how far I've gone, and that's when I stumble. I stumble when I look behind instead of paying attention to where I'm stepping in front of me. Looking ahead prepares me for what may lie ahead. We know that the world is not going to play nice. It will throw things in the path just to throw things in the path because it can. If I'm looking behind me, then I will never see it coming. I was on a trail ride with some friends when I was in high school, and I was having a great time and having a wonderful conversation with the person behind me. I turned to make a point, and just about the time I turned to talk to the person behind me, the rider in front of me released a limb that was across the trail. The limb swung around and knocked me right off my horse. It wasn't on purpose. The other rider thought I was watching because I had been watching. That one moment of turning to look behind me left me vulnerable to the hindrance that was flying at me. Looking ahead also keeps me focused on the possibilities. I've been making big plans the last several weeks, and I've been taking steps into those plans. Yet, this morning something came up that reminded me that I am not where I want to be. And I'm not where I want to be right now because of choices that I made. And what if I had made different choices? And I got so caught up in looking behind that I lost all my energy for moving forward. Before I even knew what had happened, I was wasting away my day because I had no desire to take action for tomorrow because I was focused on the past. If I want to walk out a changed life, then I can't look behind because it will turn my attention away from my possibility. And finally, looking ahead releases me from the past. And I have no desire to get caught back up in my past. Did I mention that my past wasn't perfect? I have a friend that talks about nothing but the past. She talks about the people that we knew in the past. She talks about the things we did in the past. She talks about the mistakes from the past. She tries to drag everything and everyone back into the past with her. I don't see her much anymore, mainly because I won't join her in the dwelling of the past. I have long since moved on, and I've moved forward, and I don't have time for moving back. When I turn my attention ahead and I turn my attention back to the future, then I am building the foundation for my change. When I am investing so purposefully in my change, then I am growing up possibilities that I can't even imagine right now. And believe me, I have a very powerful imagination. I practice my imagination on a regular basis. If I am invested in my future, then I won't be able to invest in my past. There won't be enough energy to go around. I either need to be looking behind and sticking where I am, or I need to turn my attention forward and press on to the possibility, to the potential, to the impossible dreams. Where I am looking, either my past or my future, that's what's going to determine the direction that I move and also the outcome of what I'm going to produce. My past will never produce the things that I want to potentially see in my life. I can't have success if I'm caught in the past. Or at least I will never find lasting success by dwelling in the things of the past. I know that I need to have more hope and possibility if I'm going to walk out this journey. I know that the world and often the people around me are going to try to hold me back. And even worse, they often try to drag me back into the past. If I get tangled up in what is behind me, then I won't have what I need to move ahead. If I'm stuck in what was, then I will be hindered in discovering what could be. I need to shake off the what-ifs and the could-haves and even a few of the if-onlys so that I can begin the pursuit of my impossible dreams. Looking back, it's never been a good place to be, especially according to Scripture. It all started with Lot's wife, who was so caught up in what she left behind that she ignored the directions of the messenger from God, and she turned back to look at what she was leaving behind. She longed for what was behind instead of pressing on to what was to come, and because of that focus, because of where she was looking, she lost her life. That story comes from Genesis 19:26, but Jesus threw down the gauntlet when he declared that no one was even fit for the kingdom if he looked back. In Luke 9:59-62, Jesus is calling people to follow him, and they are giving excuses. They want to remain in their current places and still have what Jesus wants them to have. In verse 62, according to the NIV translation, Jesus replies to their excuses like this: "No one that puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." God is not a God of the past. He was God in the past, but he is not God of the past. He wants me to be focused on what lies ahead so I can get there. If I'm focused on what is or what was instead of what is, if I'm focused on what could have been, then I will never have the energy or the resources to be of service to the kingdom. In Isaiah 43:18, it's very blunt in how I need to think about the past. God is talking to the Israelites, but he is also talking to me. The King James translation says it like this: "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old." I'm not supposed to keep stirring up the past. I'm not supposed to keep reliving what was done, because what was done is done. God goes on to explain why the past no longer has value. Verse 19 reads like this: "Behold, I will do a new thing." There it is again. It's not me. It's God. My mistakes will not get in the way of his possibilities. My mistakes will not get in the way of his possibilities. If I make the choice to step out into what God has called me to do, instead of choosing to remain and be mired down in what was, then he will do a new thing. For me, verse 25 of that same chapter has a powerful reminder of what God thinks about the past. It reads, "I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." The past is gone. It's out of here. It's not even remembered by God once I take the mess to him and make a step into change. I'm the only one that remembers it. If I go to God and I say, "God, you remember that thing I was talking to you about?" And God's going to be like, "Nope, no idea what you're talking about." If God has forgiven it and forgotten it, then it's high time I do the same. I can't live out my possibilities until I turn from my past and I walk out into my future. Thank you so much for joining me as I develop the courage to turn back from my past and walk into the change that creates the possibilities in my tomorrow. It is a blessing to share with you and to be encouraged with you as well. I would love to hear more about your journey. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments or thoughts at radio@katherinelang.com. You can also check in with me on the website at www.katherinelang.com. I post regular blog posts, sometimes reviews, sometimes other people's comments and suggestions or other people's articles. I want to share encouragement however I can find a way to share encouragement. I'd also enjoy connecting with you on social media. It is very easy to find me. Just search for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. And on YouTube, it is The Katherine C. Lang. Be sure to listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air and sign up for the Hope and Reflections newsletter that comes out every Sunday. www.katherinelang.com/reflections. I am looking for ways to connect and grow relationships, and I hope that you will reach out and connect with me as well. Together, we can grow change that will allow us to walk out our impossible dreams. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that shatters the delusions of the world. Be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.